Welcome to Rumination, the podcast that offers practical solutions to our industry today. This is Chris Gwynn, and I'm your host. And today I'm really happy to have back with us David Green of Green Ag Solutions and the Barton Kiefer Dairy Consulting Group. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, David, just for his background, David ran and owned his own dairy for about 16 years based in Tennessee, USA. David has been working with the Barton Kiefer Group as a field support their team both nationally and internationally for the past 3 years. And during that time, David has also acquired his own base of dairy producers that he works with directly on farm consulting, as well as, of course, dairy nutrition. Previous to working with the Barton Kiefer Dairy Consulting Group, David worked with Diamond V for over 7 years as a dairy technical field specialist. And it's a real pleasure to have David join us today to expand more on his experience of working with feed centers on the dairy in the goal of improving farm synchronization. So, David, thanks for joining us on Rumination.
Thanks, Chris. Glad to be here. Hopefully we can bring some information that'll help everybody.
Absolutely. So, David, in a previous episode, you expanded on your approach of farm synchronization, bringing the milking parlor, breeding activities, feeding activities, and other management activities together in a synchronous, with the goal of improving production efficiency and labor efficiency. Mm-hmm. And so what I'd love to do today is expand a bit more on where the feed center and the feed and delivery of feed plays a role within that farm synchronization. Okay. So with that in mind, could you expand a bit on how the feed center and mixing feed impact that overall farm synchronization?
Yeah. So, Chris, when, as I've worked with herds and traveled around the world, you notice the feed center is a big area that we can actually lose a lot of shrink, or we can actually lose a lot of efficiency. And, most of them have been built for a size of facility, and then the herd is expanded. We don't have enough room, so it's not very efficient. I kind of took it upon myself that there was not a lot of work being done with feed centers out there. And I developed a model that we can kind of plan and think about when we design a feed center or redesign one that you currently have to make it more efficient. And I call that model the feed zone model concept. Okay. And what it does is it looks at all the traffic movements around the feed center so we don't have a lot of interference and we can get cows fed on time and, make it more efficient for the feeding operation group to get cows fed.
No, absolutely. And surprisingly, we even see that having on smaller dairies, right?
Yeah.
200 cow dairy that expands to 500 and all of a sudden they're going out, they've got a new bunker and they've got to drive 3 minutes to get more forage.
Yeah. Right? Time is money.
Time is money. And probably frustration sometimes on the TMR mixer team, right?
Yeah.
So expand a bit more on some of the experiences you had with that clients that you worked with to help them remodel how they're doing in that feed zone.
So, it's as I mentioned, time is money. And again, as I mentioned in our previous podcast, a lot of people think it's just the cost of doing business. But, I've worked with a lot of, numbers, a lot of timing, a lot of costs around these feed centers. And most of the time you'll see a range of anywhere from $3 to $4 to $10 or $11 per ton of as-fed feed delivered. So understanding where you are at with your farm and how you can reduce that number and, make it more efficient where you actually spend less money to do that activity that you have to do. And that's the thing that a lot of people don't understand. So, I try to bring that together. I organize the feed center where you're mixing feed. You try to get your ingredients closest to the feed center. You try to keep activity out of the feeding area from off-farm deliveries so you don't stop the mixer from actually feeding the cows. So that's what my, it's a five-step model, the feed zone model is, and that's what I try to follow. If you just keep that in mind, the whole concept of that, and keep those five areas in that feed zone model, in mind, you can actually organize these to where they're very efficient.
And even at the low end, that's a lot of money sitting on the table.
It's a lot of money. That doesn't include feed cost. That is just the activity to make, mix, and deliver feed.
So things like shrink are on
yes.
top of that.
Yes.
And again, when you get into a large scale dairy, there's a lot going on, right? Like there, the reality is there are feed deliveries happening all the time, and so staying out of the way and making sure things go smoothly, and perhaps even considerations on biosecurity need to be taken into place.
Biosecurity, safety. There's a lot of things to keep in mind. Yes,
absolutely. We shouldn't forget safety of the farm and making sure that people are safe. And how does this also impact organizing that feed center and feed zone to delivering feed to pens?
So the timing, you know, we're trying to feed those cows, as we mentioned in the previous podcast, we would like to feed them an hour and a half to 2 hours ahead of the parlor. So if we can actually make and mix and deliver those feeds at the feed center, you know, from the feed center to the cows on a timely manner, then it allows us to focus on the cow and do what's best for the cow. And that, to me, that's the number one goal, because if we can't focus on the cow, then she's not going to be as productive as she can be.
Yeah. So lots of savings, big investment needed.
Sometimes, you know, some of the large dairies we've done, you know, it's $1 million for a feed center. But a lot of times the savings, when we actually look at everything, you know, we're going to pay for it in 15 to 16 months.
In 15 to 16 months.
Yes.
Yeah. And I imagine on some scenarios you've come across that the changes are quite minimal.
Yeah.
It's just really thinking about it.
Just reorganizing it and making it to where it's more efficient. And, you know, the thing about it, the feeders, the guys at the parlor, they like it because it all works together. It makes it easier for them to do their job, and it's easier for the cow. And that's where we need to keep focus.
Life made easier.
That's right.
Awesome. So, David, for the audience listening today, what would be the take-home, two or three take-home messages for a dairy producer looking at their dairy saying, hey, I wonder if I'm losing out on some efficiencies in my feed zone, in my feeding area, feed deliveries, and what should I be looking at? And what would be the take-home for you for those guys?
So the biggest thing, we got to know where we're at. You know, so you need to understand if we can, you know, we can help you, our consulting team can help you understand what does it cost my farm to make, mix, and deliver feed. You know, we have the opportunity, we can do that and help you understand where that is. And then it actually breaks it down into 14 different areas. And wherever we see you're out of line, then we can actually come in and we can help you focus on those areas to save you money. You know, if you can save $1 a ton, as fed ton, you know, that's a lot of money on most herds. And that's very easily done most of the time. So, you know, understand where you're at before we can actually start measuring it or managing it.
Yeah.
You know, that would be the first thing. You know, we got to understand the movements around that feed center, keeping biosecurity in mind, keeping safety in mind with all those things. That's usually a fast-paced area. People are moving a lot, going around, so safety is a huge priority there. You know, there have been some tragedies, and we don't want those to happen again. We want everybody to be able to go home to their families at night.
So take homes, there's money on the table. You mentioned $1 is, but certainly you've had examples of $3, $4 and even higher, $10 per as fed ton of feed. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
A lot. Oftentimes we can reduce your cost of making, mixing, delivering feed by half. And you know, if that's $3, $4, $5 a ton, you know, just total up how many as-fed tons you're feeding your cows a day and multiply that times 3 or 4, and that's every day.
365. Yeah, and it, as you say, even though you might be looking at some capital investment, the payback is rapid.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And again, to the point of probably having more content employees, right? That don't feel as rushed and therefore less labor turnover and all those other things.
You know, labor management is huge. And if we can make the guys happier, make them more content with the job that they're doing and make it easier for them, then that'll pay dividends in the end for the dairy.
Yeah, and I've noticed recently, David, you guys got a great presence on Facebook and your new website and LinkedIn. So if producer wants to reach out and find a bit more, Barton Kiefer Dairy Consulting's easy to Google.
That's right.
And find you on Facebook. So again, thanks for sharing that. And David, it's a fascinating subject, and I really appreciate you sharing your experience and your knowledge with us today on rumination.
Thanks, Chris.
And thank you, audience, for listening in. And so that you don't miss our next episode, make sure to check us out on jeffo.ca. That's our business website, as well as Apple and Google Podcasts and Spotify. This podcast was brought to you by Jeffo Nutrition, Inc., precision nutrition for a growing world. Have a great day.